Talk about sports from a fan's perspective.
Week by week, we will be discussing score predictions, breaking sports news, your very own Trojan sports, and your favorite big-time teams.
Join us every Tuesday to hear us learn more about sports and give our spin on the modern-day sports talk show right here on 90.5 WKHS.
90.5 WKHS. I am Peter, joined by my co-host, Andrew. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Can't complain. We have an amazing week of games ahead of us. We've had a couple amazing games this past weekend, and we have a lot more to look forward to. And I think all of these things that we have to look forward to starts off with our Trojan sports. We have a lot of Trojan sports coming up this week. So, Andrew, can you take it away with those sports?
Yes. So, yesterday, golf traveled to River Marsh. Girls soccer traveled to Queen Anne's. Boys soccer traveled to Colonel Richardson. And football and cheerleading traveled to Queen Anne's. Today, girls soccer travels to North Carolina. And volleyball is home against Queen Anne's. Tomorrow, cross country travels to Queen Anne's. Volleyball is at North Dorchester, and boys soccer is at Snow Hill. Thursday, field hockey travels to St. Michael's. Girls soccer is home versus North Dorchester, and volleyball is at Colonel Richardson. And Friday, we have boys soccer at St. Michael's and football at Cambridge.
Thank you, Andrew, for all those amazing sports. And I do want to touch on one game as I am on the soccer team. The boys soccer team went to Colonel Richardson. In the past 4 years, we've never beat them in a regular season game. So this was a really big game to kind of decide, not necessarily how our season goes, because obviously you can bounce back from losses, but it's getting later in the season where, like, you know, these close games have to be wins. And for us, I think it really meant a lot. It was super close. First half, it was scoreless. And then around the 60th minute, Sebastian Cousineau got a ball played to him on the right wing that was able to let him get a goal there. And then with 5 minutes left, they got a PK that I was able to save and help us win the game. So that's in a very exciting game, but we can't be too high on it because we have another game tomorrow to get back to. But we do have an amazing weekend of NFL, Andrea. If you agree, I think it is one of the better weekends we have had so far.
Yeah, it was a pretty eventful week, although the Ravens didn't look that well. There still were some great games.
Yeah, and I think it started off on Thursday with an OT game between the 49ers and the Rams, where the 49ers headed over to the Rams, and they, not necessarily much of an away game, honestly, both in California, just one in San Francisco, one in L.A., and it was the 49ers that were able to hand the Rams this loss in overtime as they were able to get a field goal to end it off. But Matthew Stafford thrown for almost 400 yards and three touchdowns to help this Rams team stay in the game. But it just wasn't enough as they lost 23-26.
The first London game of the season. The NFL has been doing a lot of overseas games this year and previous years, was between the Vikings and Browns. The Browns were winning most of this game. They looked very good, but the Vikings were able to get a last-second touchdown before regulation expired, and they were able to win 21-17.
And then just going over a couple of games here, because they weren't necessarily as exciting or might not have had crazy close games. The Colts and the Raiders were not a close game at all. The Raiders started off with a field goal in the first quarter, and then it was just a 20-point quarter by the Colts. They were able to take this one 40-6 as they extend their record to 4-1 and 3-0 at home. And it just looks like this Colts team might honestly be an underdog for the Super Bowl. And then we had the Giants and the Saints, two teams that, you know, needed to prove themselves. The Saints haven't had a win before last week, and they took on the Jets, or the Giants, who are 0-3 away, so they don't have the best away record, and it kind of showed as the Saints were able to get their first win against this Giants team. And then wrapping it up, we had the Cowboys versus the Jets. The Jets not having the most amazing season, getting quarterback Justin Fields from the Steelers. It just hasn't been working for them. The Cowboys have been all right this season. They got, they're 2-2-1 with a tie. The Jets 0-5 right now. They need something to bounce back, or else their season might be over within the next 2 weeks. But the Cowboys were able to win that one 37-22.
The Eagles, who have looked very dominant this year, undefeated heading into this game, were going against the Denver Broncos, who had a lot of expectations coming into the season. They had a very successful season last year, and the Eagles were dominating the Broncos for most of this game, but they blew a 17-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and the Broncos were able to come back and win this game 21-17 and hand the Eagles their first loss of the season.
And then I'm going to talk about this one because I know Andrew probably will accidentally forget to skip over like he did last week, but the Texans took on the Ravens at home, and this Ravens team losing out on Lamar Jackson clearly shows that it's hurting them. Cooper Rush filling in just isn't the same. The offense was really molded around Lamar being a versatile quarterback, able to run, throw, slip out of the pocket. He's able to, you know, do a little bit of it all. So that offense was really molded around that. And now Cooper Rush in there having a reshaping offense, it just doesn't work. The Texans haven't been an amazing team this year. They were 1-3 going into this game, same record as the Ravens, but they were able to get this one 44-10 in a dominant fashion. CJ Stroud throwing for 4 touchdowns and only 4 incompletions the whole game. Really shows that he's trying to make a statement in his sophomore year.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Seattle Seahawks put on a very high-scoring game that was electric to see. They both wore their throwback uniforms, so it was a great uniform matchup. And the Bucs have been doing very well this year with quarterback Baker Mayfield, and the Seahawks have been doing well also. And the Bucs went into Seattle and were able to get a narrow victory. The final score of that one was 38-35.
And then we also had the Lions facing off against the Bengals, which last year might have been a lot better of a matchup because both teams are super highly offense teams. The Lions looking to make another Super Bowl run as they did last year. But I think this year they're really trying to show that they need this year to really cement themselves as a good team. And then we had Jared Goff thrown for 3 touchdowns and only 4 incompletions. So quarterbacks have been extremely good this year, really showing how versatile they can be. But this Bengals team without Joe Burrow really shows that your quarterback is really one of the biggest, if not the biggest piece on a team. But the Lions were able to extend their record to 4-1 as they went 37-24.
Moving on to Sunday Night Football, the Bills and Patriots, another undefeated team in the Buffalo Bills. The Bills were able to win, or not able to come out with a win. They got their first loss of the season as the Patriots were able to get a 23-20 victory. And Stephon Diggs, who's now on the Patriots, former Buffalo Bills wide receiver, was able to get his first win since returning to Buffalo.
And then taking a look at Monday Night Football, wrapping up this week with the Chiefs versus the Jaguars. And the Jaguars not really been the most dominant team the past couple years, just drafting Trevor Lawrence. He hasn't been amazing for this Jaguars team in previous years, but this year he's looking to change that as he was able to take down the Super Bowl champions of 2 years ago. And then Super Bowl contenders the past 3 years. This Chiefs team has been a little washy recently. Getting 3 losses early is not like how you would expect them to perform, especially how they've gone to the Super Bowl the past 3 years and won it twice. But it really is showing that it does take a full team, and Patrick Mahomes throwing for 29-41 hasn't been the most amazing thing. But that did wrap up the NFL this past weekend. But we do have some friends over at the community center, which is a local community center nearby where we get to do our station, that like to promote a lot of sports. So we do have a little junior wrestling open mat night that is put on by the community center. Andrew, can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, so the junior wrestling open mat night is Wednesdays until October 29th. It's a great way for your kids to get prepared for the junior wrestling season, which begins on November 12th. This open mat night is every Wednesday from 5:15 to 7:15. It's open for pre-K through 8th grade.
And I will say, having some friends that are wrestlers, it is one of those extremely technical sports that it does help if you start your kid super early, because if you know, the later they go, the less time they have to get experience. And with how wrestling is, I've watched a couple matches. It is super technical, and you have to be super pinpoint on everything. So definitely take a look at that. It is also a way for your kid to burn some energy so they maybe aren't as roughhousy when they get home. Yeah. But taking a look at next week, Andrew, what's one game that you're looking forward to?
I would probably say Sunday Night Football, the Lions and Chiefs. I think that's going to be a big story because the Lions have looked very good so far, and the Chiefs have not been living up to their expectations and the hype that they normally are receiving. So I think this game is in Kansas City, so I think this might be a game for the Chiefs to really get back on the right track and prove to everyone that they can still win at a high level.
Yeah, and for me, I would say the Bears and the Commanders. The Commanders able to get the win last week, but they haven't been amazing. You know, they're okay. They're also not a bad team, but this Bears team has actually been surprising a lot of people, playing pretty well the past couple weeks. So I could see this Bears team putting up a good game against the Commanders, but the Commanders, once again, still have Jaden Daniels. They're still a good team, so I think it's going to be a good battle between those two teams. But switching it over from the Major League down to college football, which in my opinion is the best thing to watch, we had some college football and we had some big storylines. We had Vanderbilt taking on Alabama, who Vanderbilt was able to upset Alabama last year, which really kind of put Vanderbilt on the map almost, because it seemed like after that stunner against Alabama, people have really looked at them. They've been able to get some wins this year and been a good team, but it just wasn't enough. Alabama, one of those more structured, good teams, they were able to take down Vanderbilt 30-14. Andrew, what was one game that you saw this past weekend that you were, you know, eyes locked on the whole time?
Well, I actually attended the University of Maryland football game on Saturday. They played University of Washington, and it was a sellout crowd. It was a great game. Maryland was up 20-3 going into the fourth quarter, and they sadly gave up 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter and lost 24-20. But it was still a great game to see, and that was probably one of the better games this weekend because a lot of teams were not playing as high quality of opponents. They were playing some FCS opponents, so there wasn't many close games this week.
Yeah, I will say one game that I was locked in on the whole time was this Miami versus Florida State. The Battle of Florida, probably the two best teams in college football in the state of Florida right now. Florida State made a run early in the season, taking down 3 top 25 opponents, which switched around from their 2-10 season last year. And then getting a loss in week 4 was rough. And then they went into Miami trying to get this win here to really prove themselves, but Miami was able to hold them off 28-22, as they both look to continue the streak or for Florida State bounce back. But Andrew, we do have some amazing games next week, such as this Indiana-Oregon game, a Big Ten matchup that would be super exciting. So which one out of these games would you say you're most looking forward to?
I would probably say the Texas and Oklahoma game. Oklahoma's number 6 in the country, and Texas surprisingly went all the way to being 9th in the country to now they are unranked. They lost to unranked University of Florida, and now Texas is unranked for the first time in a while. So I think this will be an interesting game. It is at the University of Texas, and this is a big rivalry game.
Yeah, and one fun fact about that, Texas and Penn State, the number 1 and the number 2 in the preseason AP poll, are both now unranked teams. So for the first time in history, you had your 1 and your 2 drop all the way down to unranked, which is not seen ever. But taking a look at these rankings and the shifts that have happened, Andrew, can you give us a little update on how the AP poll is looking within the top 5, and then maybe we know the big jumps like the Texas and the Penn States that fell off, but maybe some underrated teams that were able to make some jumps this week?
Yeah, so Ohio State stays at number 1. Miami moves back up to number 2. Oregon falls to number 3. Ole Miss is at 4. And Texas A&M moves up to 5. Some other mild changes are Illinois moved up 5 spots to number 17. Virginia is now up to 19. Vanderbilt moved down 4 spots after losing to Alabama, and Florida State moved down 7 spots.
Thank you. And then one fun thing before we end it, the MLB playoff have started, and the Phillies, sort of local team, they played the Dodgers last night in a super intense game. They were starting to claw their way back, but they lost that one 4-3. And then we have the Cubs versus the Brewers, and the Brewers, being the number one seed in the NL, have surprisingly gone down 2-0 to this Cubs team that have shown themselves to be really good. Toronto leads New York, the Yankees 2-0, and then the series is tied between Seattle and Detroit over in the AL. But that will wrap it up for us today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you are new and want to listen to some past episodes, you can head over to Spotify, where we have all of our episodes recorded. Or if you want to listen live, we are back next week, every Tuesday at 8:30. Make sure to tune in, because we have amazing sports to talk about every single week. We love doing this. We love when you guys listen to us. So thank you, everybody, for listening. But until then, we'll see you guys next week. You.